on 3CS.
It's estimated the Grains Research and Development Corporation has close to $1 billion in reserves. So, Grain Producers Australia put a proposal to Federal Agriculture Minister Julie Collins for the grain grower levies to be reduced, but she's knocked the request back. Joining us from Grain Producers is Andrew Wiedemann. So, Andrew, what is the proposal you put to the Federal Agriculture Minister?
So the proposal was the findings of the survey that we ran, Libby, right across Australia. We did an independent process with an independent company, aside of all of the grower groups, to look and see if there was an appetite for a change in the current levy rate. And that's what has been sent to the minister, the findings of that. There was just under 400 participants in that process from right around Australia. Look, it's a very small snapshot of growers, which we recognised at the time, but it was very clear that those that did vote, there was a 76% majority that wanted to see a change in the current levy rate, because we are accumulating quite large cash reserves on top of already some equity reserves that we hold, which gets it pretty close to $1 billion in total equity now that we have in the Grains Research Development Corporation, which is a great outcome for growers, really, and the industry. And
but it just shows the benefit. How can the GADC have that much money and not spend it?
Well, I mean, it's, yeah. So look, I mean, they do commit reserves to long-term investments in contracts, Libby. So, but the reality is, we're continuing to grow crops. Like, it's not like we're not stopping growing crops. And I think this is where we highlighted about 5 or 6 years ago that our reserves were starting to build and we needed to be looking at a reserves policy, which we asked the board in our role as one of the representative organisations. And, of course, now we're seeing the benefit of larger areas coming into grain production and usually in high rainfall zones on the back of the sheep industry's demise. Now, if you look back in history, around 1982, 83, when the GADC was essentially put into place, there was 183 million sheep in Australia. Now there's 67, they tell us. So all of that area that used to run stock and usually in high rainfall zones is now producing grain. So on top of improved outcomes for growers in the paddocks, we're seeing a lot more paddock being sown down. And again, you look at WA in particular, they've grown nearly 30 million tonne. They'll grow 30 million tonne crop in the next few years. You can see that coming. And that's because they've halved their sheep flock from about 11 million back to about 5.5 million. So all that high rainfall zone that used to run sheep in WA is now being cropped.
How much is the levy? It's not very much, is it?
0.099%, Libby. 1.02% in total. There's a portion, 0.6, goes towards Plant Health Australia, which is the biosecurity process that was established by the industry, and Grain Council Australia, which is actually Grain Producers Australia, and the National Residue Survey makes up the 1.02% that's taken from the gross proceeds, essentially from growers, and to be struck at the farm gate price as well, I should say, where in some cases that's not happening today.
Doesn't sound like much. It's only what is sent in a dollar's worth of grain. What did you want it to change to?
So, look, we indicated that, you know, reducing the levy back to 0.02 would have been within realms at the moment because of the acceleration we've seen in the last 4 or 5 years, particularly for all those reasons I've just talked about, Libby. So, ultimately, yeah, we need to look at how we can come up with the rate that is suitable and the business case that supports it, which is what the minister's looking for. But in the initial phase, we were looking at what growers, or I should say levy payers, right across Australia are thinking in regards to how much reserves we need. Now, GRDC undertook a review. They called it the right size review, and that showed that we could potentially get returns if they spent, you know, another $50 or $60 million a year on other research projects. Now, those research projects, they just don't happen straight away. So we will continue to see this year, again, a $50 to $60 million increase in our cash reserves of the GRDC, maybe more. And, of course, we've just grown this massive crop right across Australia. So obviously the levy is only struck when that grain is sold. and there is still quite a large amount of grain that's probably unsold sitting, particularly on the East Coast at the moment.
Andrew, good to talk to you.
Thanks very much, Libby.
Andrew Wiedemann from Grain Producers Australia.